Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining me, Chris Tompkins, on The Social Media Chef. Every week we come to you live on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to talk to you just a little bit about social media marketing strategies, ways to grow your business through online marketing, and, you know, let's not forget that I love to cook, okay? I absolutely want to share the best recipes, the best tips in the kitchen that I can, you know, just to really give you something to get excited about in the kitchen. This week's show, we are going to really stick to a hot topic that seems to not be able to go away, which is Facebook. We've been really trying to work a lot of different topics into the show, but from an overwhelming number of you, you put in your requests, and Facebook seems to be the topic that we want to discuss. So I want to create a show for you where everything that you have questions about are answered. So today we are going to focus on some Facebook things that will really help you understand the site a little bit better if you're using it for business promotion, as well as to give you a better idea of the landscape of Facebook and how to maybe even explain it to your superior at your work or to your other marketing teams in your department. Again, I would absolutely invite you to connect with us. You can follow the show, quote-unquote follow the show, on blogtalkradio.com, which is blogtalkradio.com/thesocialmediachef. There's a button right there. You click follow, and anytime we have a new show live that you miss, you're at work, it will come right to your inbox. Also, we're on iTunes, so if you go to iTunes and you type into the iTunes store, The Social Media Chef, our podcast will pop up right there. You click subscribe. It's all free. It comes right into your iTunes every time that you load it up, and you can put it on your iPod. You can listen to it when you're working out or in the car, whenever. If you like the show, tell a friend. Also, I know I'm talking like crazy here. I'm trying to get to the Facebook stuff. The other thing I wanted to tell you is you have to check out servefreshmedia.com. On that site, we have lots of free downloads, videos, information, blogs. There's a million and one things on there. Also, you can find our latest episode, which will be featured on the right-hand side. But please, don't forget to download the free ebooks. There's free ebooks, reports, all sorts of different things that I hope will help grow your business and make your kitchen smell better. All right, that is all the plugs I'm going to give because I really want to jump into this. Now, one of the things that people ask me all the time is, how do I get started on Facebook? How do I make Facebook work for me? The first thing I think of, and usually when I'm talking to prospects on the phone at when I'm at work at Go Media, it's so funny because the first thing I think is, depending on their business, are you doing LinkedIn? Because LinkedIn is my favorite social media site for professionals. You know, it's a wonderful way to not only source new leads, connect with other people. You can also engage in a professional, 100% professional setting. I really like that. Also, you're able to look up companies and then talk to the people that you get. You can actually get engaged with different people that are listed within the company there. It's just a little bit easier if you're doing it purely from a B2B type standpoint. But let's think about it. A lot of businesses are consumers of different products. So, for example, I like cookware. So if someone on LinkedIn gets in touch with me about some cookware that they want me to either review or to take a look at, or maybe even send me a coupon to purchase, I'm interested. So think about that. I mean, I'm not going to go on and on about LinkedIn. That will be another show. If anybody's interested, please write in. But at the same time, I think it's one of those sites that gets forgotten in the mix because all of the buzz is on Facebook. Why? Because there's a movie out. It's getting all these awards. There's a best-selling book, and everyone's telling you that Facebook is the way to go. Facebook is one of the many ways that you can move forward with an online marketing, social media marketing type deal. But remember that there's parts to every campaign, and again, you hear me say this every week. I really, really harp on this. But I really want you to understand that it's not necessarily a Facebook campaign that's going to make your business go into the millions, okay? There are success stories out there, but they are isolated in certain ways. But getting out there on Facebook, branding yourself, getting in front of your consumers, asking them, engaging with them, the value of that is amazing. You know, it's almost like social media PR, I guess you can call it. Because I hate saying what my firm does is social media marketing because it's so much more than that. And social media marketing is one of those terms that's kind of morphing into something different. So I'd say social media PR, online marketing. And that's what you'd be doing on Facebook. Now, I want to talk to you about Facebook marketing. Okay? Why? Number one, I'm going to give you a couple stats that I think are really, really helpful in understanding why Facebook is beneficial to building your business. Now, one of the things I want you to take note of is if you have to pitch this to a superior. Say, for example, you're the marketing director and you have to pitch this to the CEO or the CFO or whatever for funding, you should really use these stats because I think that they're really impressive and they're most recent. So if you're listening to this show 6 months later, I'm sure they've changed, but right now in 2011 in January, this is exactly what is current. Okay, currently Facebook has over 500 million active users. Now, and this is opposed to sites like MySpace who have gajillion users, but none of them are active. There's 500 million active users on Facebook. When you're dealing with those users, 50%, so 250 million of these active users log into Facebook in any given day. On top of that, the average user has over 130 connections and friends. Why is that important? Because if they're going to connect with your content and engage and they share, it's good to know that they have an average of 130 connections that they can share that with. Okay? Next up, people spend over 700 billion minutes per month on Facebook. That's a lot of time. Okay? Now, when we're talking about other sites, there's a lot of other sites stats that are really, really helpful when understanding Facebook and the importance. But I think these are the big touch points that I know I would sit up and go, okay, then why should I get involved and how should we do this? Because that's a lot of people, and that's a lot of the online activity. There's also stats. I mean, you can go actually onto Facebook, and Facebook stats is something that they have up there where you can find more information such as this that is updated very, very regularly, and they tell you how often people are using applications, how many activities an average user has in a day. I mean, there's loads of information on Facebook. Okay, there's going to be people say, do you trust it? I'm saying I'll go with it because I think that Facebook is built in such a way that the reporting is automatic, so I don't think they have, I don't know, they're not going to really pad the numbers too much because they can be called out very easily. But politics aside, these are wonderful stats. Now, you're getting involved on Facebook. I'm not going to give you your whole strategy here today on this call because, you know, hey, I got to tell you, this is going to take forever. But what I want to do is I really want to go through three main areas where you really need to get your butts in gear to use Facebook to its full potential, okay? Now, on the social media show, again, if anyone needs to get any free information, wants to connect with me, the show, anything on servefreshmedia.com on the top right-hand corner. There's icons for all of this and also our RSS feed. If you want to subscribe to that, go for it. Then you'll get all of this stuff instantly. You can constantly find what's going on and get tips delivered right into your inbox. Now, Facebook. Okay, Facebook profile. That's the number one thing. This is how I suggest you get involved. The personal profile first, which is, we'll put really heavy quotations around that, then a page, and then a group. So, number one, profile. When you sign up to Facebook, you're basically creating your own personal profile. Now, when you think about a personal profile, do not think this is going to be the deepest, darkest secrets about myself, and this is only what I like to do outside of working hours, and this is just, I love CSI Miami, and that's going to be the cornerstone of my Facebook. No, you're doing this for business and personal. 9 times out of 10, that's what you're doing. The number one mistake that people make with profiles is they create 2 personal profiles, one for business and one for personal. I highly recommend that you do not do that, okay? Why? Because the next thing I'm going to tell you is why. Everyone, listen, it's your personal profile. It has to reflect every part of you. So for me, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a radio show. I have a social media marketing, online marketing firm. I have a book on the way. I have blah, blah, blah. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy running. I love taking bike rides. I love kayaking. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? That's everything about me because it's a personal profile about me as a person. It's not personal, meaning give me all of your only personal. Tell me how many family members you have. Let's link to all your family members. I don't necessarily think. I think it's great. I don't like that road. I think it's a little, especially if you're going to be promoting this to a lot of people. I really don't suggest you connect with all of your, you know, like your 10-year-old daughter that's on Facebook, which I really hate the idea of anyway. But I know that's a whole different show, right? I'm getting looks from my producer. We had this conversation earlier about children on Facebook, which I absolutely loathe. But another show, right? So you want to make it a mixture of business and personal. All right, so you create your profile and you fill it out. So where are you working? Where's your current job? You know, if it's the company that you're going to be promoting on Facebook, why don't you add a little bit of a pitch in the description? Why don't you add the contact number, the website address, the Twitter handle, the LinkedIn professional handle? You know, all of this stuff add into your profile. Also, you know, go out there and say, hey, I also like CSI Miami. I really enjoyed The Social Network, the movie. My favorite music is XYZ, and I enjoy to eat this and that. You know what I mean? Get it interesting. Make it interesting. People want to see what you're up to, especially if they want to engage with you. And you know what? It's just like one of those things where you're going to these networking meetings, and it's like find one thing that's interesting about each person or learn one thing about 4 key people that's interesting and then talk to them about it. This allows people to do this with you. So once you do it, you can find in other people's profile the same sort of thing, and then you can say, hey, you know what? I really enjoy kayaking as well. Where do you go? Then you start a dialogue. Then through that dialogue, you can maybe bring business into it and, you know, and comment on their profession or what have you. You know what I mean? Everyone's going to do something different. But the idea is to not just make it all about the movies and the pastimes that you enjoy. And, oh, I went to whitewater rafting the other weekend. It's not just about that. You know, there's elements of that that you should have into a full-rounded profile. You are not just whitewater rafting. You're also an entrepreneur with 2 books, a radio show, blah, blah, blah. This is you. So what I'm saying is use your profile to present the full picture of you, everything about you. If you are not comfortable with that, then do not use your Facebook profile for any sort of promotion. I think you're missing a huge trick there because if you're mixing a little bit of this and that, for example, say you're running an iPad contest on your Facebook page. Well, why not mention it to your personal network? That you have that are connected with your quote-unquote personal profile because those people can also engage and they can start, you can actually move them then from your profile onto your page. They can like your page gets more numbers, people that you know and you've been interacting with will interact with you on a more professional level. It's a good deal. So don't miss a trick on that. I strongly suggest that you just get a well-rounded profile, taking in every aspect of your personality and, you know, the last tip is, obviously, if there's things that you have on your personal profile. For example, you have an existing account and then you're going to start using it like I'm suggesting it. You need to go back and look at your past posts, look at your pictures, look what you're tagged in. And if you have, for example, some friends that you go out with and perhaps go to a bar or you go to lots of parties or there's embarrassing pictures or whatever, this is the number one thing that you need to tell your friends. Please do not tag me on your pictures on Facebook. That is a wonderful way of letting people know what the boundaries are. Personally, I say that all the time because I want to be in charge of my own profile on Facebook. I don't want anyone tagging me in photos that I don't want shown. Not because I'm doing unsavory things, but I have a position that I need to maintain on Facebook, and I don't want anything to cloud the message. So if it's a picture of, a yellow brick road, and someone's tagging me in that picture, it just makes no sense. So don't do that to me. So one great piece of advice, if you ever get a picture taken, always say, don't tag me on Facebook, unless you're at something professional or something that you don't mind sharing. Because once you decide to break into that Facebook business promoting type deal, you have to understand it's going to be a full disclosure. So if you're not managing your own profile or your own reputation, you can get burnt. Okay? Soapbox away. I'm stepping down, and we're going to move on to the next topic on this week's episode of The Social Media Chef, which we're talking about Facebook marketing, and it's the difference between profile pages and groups. The next thing I really like to do is I like to move on to the pages. Now, pages are great because pages allow you to really be openly business-like about your brand. What I mean by that very poorly executed statement was it allows you to put your best brand forward. The Facebook page can be built around whatever you are professionally. How can I say that? Well, I would say that it could be your business. So say you are a dentist. It could be your dentist practice. Say you're the only dentist at that practice. It could be Dr. Don's dentistry located in XYZ, Alabama. Well, then that can be your page. Say you're a motivational speaker and you tour all around the world, then it can be Tom Jones, motivational speaker. Say that you are a wellness professional and you have a whole range of wellness products, wellness and health and fitness and stuff like that. Well, I would build it around your brand because then you can talk about all the different products and services. See where I'm going here? You know, Facebook, when you start the page, it actually helps you get your message down. Do not make Facebook pages for every single product you own unless you can manage that. You know, if, for example, if you were a candy manufacturer and you have 17 different sub-brands, well, if you have a huge marketing team that can handle all those different brands, that's great. But 9 times out of 10, you're either going to have to outsource them if you have so many different sub-products, or you're going to have to sync it into a brand where you can promote all of the different sub-brands around the same time. So just consider that. But it can be a company, a product, a service, a person. Or, for example, I have a Facebook page for this show, The Social Media Chef, where I'm able to share, you know, what I'm thinking in terms of that brand, you know, because I have a page for my firm, Go Media, and then I have a page for The Social Media Chef and one for my charity, The Go League. Now, what that gives me is I have my charitable voice, I have my cooking and social media voice, my kind of fun project, and then I have Go Media, which is my corporate project where I'm talking about very structured statements. So look at it that way, and I hope that kind of makes a little bit of sense. On your page, fill it in completely again. I'm always, always, always amazed at how many people just set up a page, put a really bad piece of clip art, and then start inviting people. Your logo, if you have a logo and you're building a page around that business, if that logo is nowhere to be seen, I'm instantly peeved. You have to have that up there. That's your branding. Never use a piece of clip art unless the clip art is one that you've actually taken and has your brand or one of your CEOs in it or something. and use it for everything. You know what I mean? Comb your brochures, comb your website, see if you can just grip something from that. You know, there's a lot of content that you have within your company. Go use it. Also, you have to really fill in your contact information. If your contact information is not on your Facebook page, again, I'm a little irritated. Because what you want to do is you're using that to build your business, right? So why aren't you telling people how to get in touch with you? Ooh, do that. I'm sorry, that makes me so mad because so many people have wonderful Facebook pages and there's no way to either find their website or their phone number or their email or anything. Obviously, you don't want 10,000 emails or phone calls a day. Maybe you do, but let's think about this. You know, if you are going to be doing sales exclusively through the internet for a product or a service, whatever, get the link to where people can purchase it. If you're going to be doing that, also if you have a newsletter, make sure that you're sharing that not only as an update to your page, but also where people are going to be reading it in the info. You know what? Another great idea when you're doing a page is to start a discussion. You know, talk about maybe you have some new ideas for products. It's a great place to get some customer feedback. Ask customers what they think about products or what things that maybe start a discussion on. What should our next service be? Or about pricing? You know, you just have to be a big boy and look at what they're saying and, you know, take it constructively. But that's another item that you can have to make your page a little beefy. But the other thing that you can do is put photographs, et cetera. So, for example, say that you have a line of products. You have 10 products that you sell in just one line. Well, what I would do is I'd create a photo album on your Facebook page. I would upload those 10 photographs. And I would tag each one of them with a link to where they can purchase the product and a description of the product. This is a wonderful way of getting more links going to your website and for search engines, of course, because you want as many backlinks as possible. So load it up. Get links everywhere that you possibly can. And not just in your wall, in the main flow. You want to have it all over yourself, you know, all over that page for your business. Now, one of the things that is really beneficial, and then I'm going to move on, is Facebook page. If I, quote-unquote, like your page, when I log into Facebook, if you have an update, it will show in that main feed. That is the gold mine, folks. Everyone's going to be able to see your updates. So, if you have 100, this is one of the things that I always tell clients. You know, this is the wonderful way Facebook works. If you have 1,000 connections on your profile and 500 connections on your page, that's 1,500 people that can see an update. So if you post the same update in your page and your profile, that's 1,500 people that can see that. That's wonderful, right? Yeah, I mean, it's better than just having 500. And it's better than just having 1,000. You put those two together, and those are powerful numbers. The newsfeed is very powerful. It's how people take a look at a glance. Also, on your phones, when you load Facebook on your phones and your BlackBerry, your Droid, or whatever the heck you're using, that's the page it pulls up. It pulls up the main newsfeed. So it's powerful to be in there. Also on pages, the one thing, and I'm going to stop harping on them because I really do love them, they have a function where you can see how many people are actually engaging with it, how many impressions it's received. I'm kind of unsure of the accuracy of those, but they give you tracking, which is really, really helpful. Another thing, and it's a service that my firm offers, is the customized landing pages on Facebook, which are absolutely beautiful. I'm sure you've seen them if you've gone to any of the major brands. They were one of the early adopters for it. And they are absolutely stunning. If you want more information on custom Facebook landing pages, please, you know, shoot me an email at info@gomedia.com. Oh, sorry, gomediaonline.com. I don't even know my email address. Anyway, on the social media shift now, let's talk about Facebook groups. Yes, Facebook groups are fun. They are not a place for you to grab your hammer and smack people over the head with your brand. What they are is they allow you to engage in a conversation that is in the same realm of your business. For example, I've started a group on Facebook that you can all find. It's called Go Integrated Marketing Forum. Now, I wanted to talk about integrated marketing, social media marketing, working alongside email marketing, and blah, 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 that sort of thing. Well, what happens is a lot of people share really great information that helps me learn. Then I can share information that helps them learn. And we can go back and forth and everyone can engage. We can start discussions and everyone can get involved. And it's not with the whole idea of selling. It's about creating a community. The beauty is that once a week, or once, well, however you want to send, you can send out a message or an update to your whole group. So if I have 750 members, I can send out a message once a week to the 750 about maybe a tip that I've learned this week or something that's really interesting. I never would send out something that is 100% salesy because people will think it's spam and will tag it as such. So, I mean, if you put like a sentence or two that's kind of pitchy at the end, yeah, that's all right. I mean, I do that once in a while. But, you know, the whole idea is to really put great information out there for people to engage with. So groups are great like that. Now, just to give you a little idea how to do it, let's say that you are a plastic surgeon in California, okay, and you want to get more, you want to build your profile, you want to get more knowledge of how people are viewing plastic surgery, and people that have plastic surgery, you want to talk to them to see what they think, and, you know, just get plugged into your community, your target audience, right? Because that's what the groups are all about. It's a way of getting plugged into your target audience without bringing your brand with you. You know, it's almost like a more informal chat, which is great because it helps build your company. It helps give you a whole different knowledge set that you didn't have before. So, plastic surgeon, LA. What I would do is make the group called the Plastic Surgery Forum. And in the description, have you ever engaged with plastic surgery? Have you ever thought about it? Is it something that you or family members ever had? This forum is for anyone that's interested in it and wants to talk about it and talk about the latest tips and tricks and to talk about experiences they've had and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, then you go out and you invite people, just like you do with your page, just like you do with your profile. You go out and you find people that will be interested. Now, where you find those people, that's another chat because that's a little bit long and involved. But, you know, take a look at your network, your own personal network, and see if those are people that you want to cross over and invite. If you have friends that would be interested in it, get them. Get them to tell their other friends. And do the same with your page. Do the same with your profile. That's a really great way of getting out there and, you know, really marketing. Now, one of the things about the whole Facebook situation is that you have to come up with a really intelligent strategy to move forward with this, you know, because if you're going, say you already have a page, you already have a group, you already have a profile, and you want to kind of start over, wonderful, I think that's great, but you've got to be able to let the people in your network know. For example, if you're going to get your group and you're going to change it to something completely different, then basically what you have is you have a group full of people that with a different type of focus. So say you're starting off with a writer's group, and now you're moving into cosmetic surgery. You've got to be careful with that. Start a new group. Don't go and try to rebrand everything. That can be a little tricky. With your page, say your page, you're going to just restructure it a little bit. That's fine. Go for it. You know, as long as you're keeping everything the same, you're keeping the same sort of name, you're keeping the same sort of message, then you're in good shape. If you want to start another page, go for it. But my overall thing is that you have to make sure that you have enough time to do all this. If you don't have enough time to make it happen, there's firms out there. For example, my firm does this. You know, there's other firms that you can outsource to that offer things, offer Facebook services, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever, that can help you get started. And then, hey, just bring it in-house. Take it on yourself. It can be a lot to take on at once. So, but I have faith in you people. You know, there's these three things we talked about today. I hope that opened up a whole new door for you on Facebook. That is all the time. I'm getting a big wave, like I'm like so over. Thanks for joining us on the Social Media Chef today. If you haven't already, follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Go to scriptfreshmedia.com and just really make sure to check us out on iTunes, the Social Media Chef on the iTunes store. Get engaged. Get plugged in. Send us your suggestions at info@scriptfreshmedia.com. At the end of the day, we're here to help you. Until next time, guys, thanks so much for listening, and take care.